Hey, this is Enigma September, and you're now listening to the Enigma Sep Hour. The podcast is brought to you by Freedom Train Radio. Shouts out to Joe Ward and Patrick Irvine. Freedom Train Radio is supported by PAX Inc. You can find information about the organization at www.pactsinc.org. To my podcast listeners, make sure to check out the live recording of the podcast on my YouTube page at youtube.com/EnigmaSep927. That's E-N-I-G-M-A-S-E-P-T 927. Remember to hit the like and subscribe buttons and leave comments so I know that you were there. I might even give you a shout out on the podcast. Maybe. While you're on YouTube, also make sure to check out my bro, Big Low, and his Ill Coffee vlog at youtube.com/BigLowHipHop. And check out my young homie, Backpack Beats, and his Beats and Vlog series at youtube.com/BackpackBeats. Remember, that's Backpack Beats with a Z. If you want your song played on the podcast, shoot me your track in MP3 or waveform to my email at enigmaself@gmail.com. Make sure to tag the track with your name and the title of the song. It doesn't have to be clean. Also, add a short bio about yourself and any important information about the song or upcoming project in the email. Lastly, make sure to follow me on all social media. You can find me at EnigmaSelp9 on Twitter, at EnigmaSelp on IG and TikTok, and on Facebook at facebook.com/EnigmaSelp and facebook.com/EnigmaSelp9. Now that we have that out the way, well, let's get to the first song of the day. This is the Enigma Sep Hour. You got time, baby? Yeah.
Just sing, gonna make a song for the ladies. Let them know they appreciate it. Yeah. Let's go. Yeah. A down ass bitch. A down ass chick. What she say?
I hold you down, baby.
Yeah, yeah. A down ass bitch. A down ass chick. Always say,
I hold you down, baby.
Yeah, yeah, a down ass bitch, a down ass chick, what she say?
I hold you down, baby.
Yeah, yeah, a down ass bitch, a down ass chick, yo, always say,
I hold you down,
yo,
baby.
Yo, my woman ride a queen, best friend to the end. If I got beef, she always down to jump in.
I hold you down,
yo,
baby.
Keep it real, she don't never pretend. The opposite of a fit with a friend.
I hold you down, baby.
Yo, if I get locked up in, sent in the pen, just send me letters with some pictures tucked in.
I hold you down,
yes,
baby.
Yes, yes, this ain't nothing new. That's why I love my honey just like Winnie the Pooh. She hold
you
me
my
down.
Soldier, hold it down like a man's supposed to. When shit get hot, I'm the one taking the spot. I hold it down for my baby. I'm there whenever he need me, boss. Lady in the streets, sending info undercover. He'll never find another. It's us against the world. We rebels without a cause. From the courtroom to watching the game on the court side. Poppy, I'm a rider. We see the fakes come and go. I'm standing right beside ya. I'll never deny ya.
Her down ass bitch, her down ass chick. What she say?
I hold you down, baby.
Shit, shit. Her down ass bitch, her down ass chick. Always say,
I hold you down, baby.
Shit, shit. Her down ass bitch, her down ass chick. What she say?
I hold you down, baby.
Shit, shit. Her down ass bitch, her down ass chick. Always say,
I hold you down, baby.
Yo, I love my shorty cause she's sugary sweet. If I ain't cook and ain't got shit to eat, she,
I hold you down, baby.
She the reason that I stay well fed. I bought her ice, you can't ski a sled. She,
I hold you down, baby.
Yo, when I'm sick, bring me soup and some meds. Fellatio eat soup, guess what she said?
I hold you down, baby.
Yes, this ain't nothing new. That's why I love my honey just like Winnie the Pooh. She
the
hold
difference
me down.
Between a down ass bitch and a bird bitch. I flip the paper, let it stack, then I triple that. Never eating out his pockets, cause I got my own bread. I got his back, I never slack. Pick up where he lack. You hoes never pose a threat to me, I make him sweat. Now he got my name tatted all over his chest. I'm the best, forget the rest. Keep it popping on the handstand. Creep behind closed doors. Keep him begging for more.
Shit, shit. Her down ass bitch, her down ass chick. What she say?
I hold you down, baby.
Shit, shit. Her down ass bitch, her down ass chick. Always say,
I hold you down, baby.
Shit, shit. Her down ass bitch, her down ass chick. What she say?
I hold you down, baby.
Shit, shit. Her down ass bitch, dedicated to all the females that hold the brothers down worldwide. Yes, you are appreciated. Hold me down, baby. It's Lauren. Yes. 718. Yes.
Boom, boom, boom. We back. We are back. It's your boy Nick Myself Timber. What you just heard was Hold You Down, Baby. My man Los Lauren 718 featuring Grace V. Of course, my man Los was here last week. You know what I'm saying? Gave y'all some wild fucking stories about his time my man's in Thailand.
In Thailand?
Stabbing dogs and shit. The fuck?
That's a mad crazy story.
Yo,
I thought you was gonna say something about hookers.
Nah, you would think you thought
was stabbing pit bulls. Yeah,
my
shit.
Man was still he was stabbing up dogs, man. But yeah, I gotta remember that the other voice that you hear on the podcast right now is my man Bravo in the building. Y'all give it up for Bravo.
Is it like a fresh ass? See, I can't hear y'all, so I think it's a fresh ass clap going on.
Yeah, it's a fresh ass clap.
That's fucking dope, man. Shout out to me, man.
Well, yeah. What we got? I think we mentioned this before when we was discussing you get on the last episode that didn't go through. That I think you tied for the number of appearances on the Nick Myself Hour, if I count the old shits.
For the number of appearances?
Yeah.
I've done four.
Right.
Two of my own. I did one with Lil A50 when we first did it.
Right.
And I did one with Melo D-Man.
Right. Yep. So I think it's two other people, or two acts really. My man Mouse out of Orlando, shouts out to Mouse.
Shout out to Mouse, man.
You know what I'm saying? Mouse with a C. If y'all want to look my man's up, he doing, my man got acting scenes with J-Lo. Fuck all y'all.
Mouse was the first nigga that hooked us up with CD packs back in the day when we did like three sides.
Yeah.
Mouse had the hook up in Orlando on the fucking CDs. So.
Word. Shouts out to, get that man his flowers. You know what I'm saying? Real quick.
You got to show love to niggas like that because a lot of niggas don't support each other. They'll rather see you fall. A Mouse is a nigga who would genuinely rather see you climb. That's why I love Mouse to this day.
Yeah. And then the other act was one of my boys, SBE. You know, shout out to
Smoking Blunts Effectively. Those are two more niggas who love to see you climb.
My man Killer Cal doing his thing, whatever, trying to be married.
Gangstaville.
Both of niggas married. Now, what talking about? But I guess Killer Cal always posted him and his wife on Facebook. They goals. Their relationship goals.
I'm glad to see both of them, man. Those are really like dudes. I remember like going to when they stayed over by Windrush. Yeah. And they had you remember that I'm talking about where Maniac McGee, they had a spot where they was all that.
Right.
Man, I remember that shit, bro. That's a throwback.
See? Hip hop, Tallahassee hip hop. Y'all niggas don't know. Y'all
we really tried to be cool with everybody at first. Everybody was just shitting on us. But shout out to SB. They've always been cool to us.
Yeah, they was some cool dudes. I think they was one of the first people to reach out to me. You know what I mean?
Shout out Planet Zoran. Shout out to goddamn Kiva. Everybody, man. I remember all them days.
Man, DVS-1.
DVS-1.
You know what I mean?
Fucking Alabama Black.
Alabama Black.
All them. I got
a wild story about Alabama Black, but I'm going to do that off the podcast. So I don't want to incriminate nobody, but it was some wild shit.
Alabama Black, man. Wherever y'all boys is at, man. I love y'all boys, man.
Yeah, we're going to get into the shits, man. First of all, you know what I'm saying? We had a few releases this week, you know what I mean? One that we was kind of prepared for, the other one we were not. The first one was Mac Miller, you know what I'm saying? Draw his posthumous album, Circles.
Rest in peace.
I listened to it today, and it was beautiful.
I haven't gotten to hear it yet, but I figured it has to be beautiful because it's his last compilation and it's short. And if I remember right, Mac Miller used to put out longer projects, right?
For what I remember, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah,
this one was real short.
It's like 12. Like I was listening to
40
it.
40 minutes type shit.
Yeah. I was like, oh shit. Like, because Tidal just sent you to the next track.
Yeah.
Like some random ass artist. So I was like, what the fuck am I listening to? Listen to fucking Juice WRLD for. What the hell going on?
Shout out Juice WRLD. Him and Eminem got a fucking dope ass song on his album, but you're going to get to that. Sorry and shit.
God.
Great song.
Nah. But no, the Mac Miller shit was dope, man. Really, I tried to say this word last week and I just fucked it up. Melodic.
There we go.
Thank you, Umbravo. Thank you, Fee.
Melodic.
But yeah, Y'all check it out. I say this, the album is dope to walk to. Cause I was listening to it when I was at lunch and I was just walking around. And it just made you feel like you was like in this surreal world.
Enigma looks like a nigga who works at TMH and walks around Walgreens on his lunch break.
Yeah, I am that guy. And yeah, it just like you just imagine fucking clouds and unicorns. Mm-hmm. Like it's that vibe. But it's a beautiful vibe. So rest in peace to Mac Miller and thanks. His joint. So you know what I'm saying? Give him his flowers as well.
I'm fucking hating because I can't hear the clap.
I know. You know what? I need to find the adapter because I got headphones, but
no, I don't want to wear the headphones. Yeah, cramp my stuff.
They like the shits don't respond to whatever.
I don't want to hear the clap that bad anymore.
I just say I thought about it. Like,
no, I don't want to hear
it. My guests can't hear shit. They feel like they're in the dark.
No, it's okay.
On the opposite end of the white rapper spectrum, nigga Eminem dropped a surprise album. What's the name of that shit? Music to be murdered to or murdered by
or something.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah. It's a shout out to Alfred Hitchcock, who had album of the same title or whatever.
I couldn't wait. I couldn't like believe that I woke up to an Eminem album. That shit threw me the fuck off.
Yeah, like I was sitting in here. I was preparing for the podcast. Shit was wild.
A full album too.
And I was just happened to be on IG. Matter of fact, I wasn't even on IG all night. I wasn't even fucking with IG. I just happened to go to IG one last time, and it was the first thing I saw. And I was like, what the f-? I thought it was just a single.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Until I clicked on it, I was like, 20 tracks? Is this a compilation? And I still didn't believe it. I was like, is this a compilation album?
Because the thing about it was funny because the shit said Linkin bio, and I went to his bio, it wasn't shit there. I'm like, yeah. they did this shit super early. I just, like, it was like 6 minutes in. Oh, let me go to Tidal. It was on Tidal. Try to listen to most of it. It's a long-ass album, unlike Mac Miller's shit. Mm-hmm. And I had to go to work. I had to go to bed because I had to go to work. So I was like, fuck that shit.
Trichomonas.
But tuberculosis, nigga.
Simple.
Oh, what a joke. But fuck it, it would be for real. Nigga, tuberculosis for real. Be fucked up, right?
Yeah, spread it to me, nigga. That shit's contagious. Right by your sick motherfucking ass. I start coughing, I'm going to get STD test.
Damn, from a cough, nigga?
Yeah, never know nowadays, nigga.
Shit. That would be fucked up.
It's got viral AIDS. Well, it might have came out now.
I don't know. It's got mono. What is mono viral? Yeah. Viral AIDS?
I've had that before, like the kissing disease.
Nah, I ain't never had that shit.
It ain't like, I don't really consider that an STD. Yes, it's a sexually transmitted disease, but it's like to me, it seemed like it's more viral than anything.
Yeah. That shit just scared me because I remember this chick when I was in ninth grade got the shit, and she was like out of school for like 3 weeks, and I was like, oh, hell no. Nah.
It fucks
like,
you up.
I just imagine her like in an iron lung somewhere. Like
you know what it feels like? It feels. He talking about an iron lung. Oh,
just,
shit.
I just feel like
y'all ever seen an iron lung out there, y'all?
That's
some
old school shit.
You know, there's people still on iron lung.
That's wild.
Still?
That's scary. I can't
living in an iron fucking lung.
Take me out. That's
just gonna kill me.
Yeah, that's one of Jones is like, yo, fee, just sign the certificate and just take me the fuck out of here.
But mono feels like strep. It feels like it fucks your throat up. You feel sick as fuck, and you are out for a minute.
Yeah, I was scared.
A fucking iron lung. There's still iron lungs out there, but go ahead.
But yeah, but anyway, yeah, Eminem dropped the shit. Listen to it. Look, man, if you're not an Eminem fan, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. We get it. He's the right rapper. He don't talk about. We get it, nigga.
Eminem's the GOAT, man.
God damn. We get it.
What could you say about M that you can't say about the greatest rapper alive?
I mean, the thing about it is, yeah, some of the topics repetitive. Yeah, but goddamn, who ain't saying the same shit? Snoop been saying the same shit. Mm-hmm. Jay been saying the same shit. Nas been saying the same shit. And really, we speak of Jay. The only reason Jay switched the shit up because he married Beyonce. And he cheated on her. And he was all of a sudden like, oh, shit, I fucked up. Other than that, he been saying the same shit. I'm richer than all you niggas and always will be. Like, so this whole idea of Eminem talking about tapping bitches again. Duh.
I'm never going to make an album after I cheat on somebody.
Yeah.
I'm never going to, especially an apology album.
It worked, though.
Because the truth is, I probably liked it.
It worked. It worked. The shit, it worked out. I don't know.
He was trying to salvage his money. Because he knew this bitch was emotional right now. He's like, I'm not about to lose all this motherfucking money over this emotional bitch. And well, we just had a baby, too.
Well, I say that.
I guarantee you he's trying to salvage his money.
Or I say this. I mean, because that nigga older. You know what I mean? So he thinking like, shit, I'm about to hit 50.
Yeah.
Like, trying to rebuild some shit with somebody? Like, no, bro. Like granted. Yeah. He definitely was trying to save the money to get the billionaire status.
Yeah, I don't think he not gave a fuck about her, but I do think that he was like thinking, okay, let me tighten up before I fuck around and go through it.
But I think also, too, I think he was thinking, I ain't going to find nobody like this.
Yeah.
So it's like, if this shit don't work, like I'm solo because, I mean, look at Puffy. He fucked up. Uh-huh. He had Cassie. Should have kept Kim. Kim ended up passing away. Cassie ended up leaving. Now he looks stupid.
One thing y'all motherfuckers got to realize out in the internet world, as a man, we have to value a relationship different than a woman. We fuck up. We have to start thinking, oh, I'm not going to be around my child no more every day.
Right.
Another man might raise my child.
Right.
Who knows what length she's going to go to because she's emotional. Who knows if she's going to try to take what I got. Who knows if she's going to keep the kids away from me. So a lot of time, a nigga got to play strategy game just to make sure that your child ain't raised by another man.
True.
Fact.
Air horns for the truth.
For the fucking raw, unadulterated truth. And we're going to get more truthful as we go on. I'm just letting my man cover his topics.
Yo, Lisa, I'm just saying, if you're not a fan of Eminem, just shut the fuck up.
That's how did you feel about a Slaughterhouse song with No Joe Budden?
Yo, I thought about it. I saw that.
You tweet about it. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
They did say Joe Budden don't rap, so true. Mm-hmm. But, yo. We just gonna wait for. I'm pretty sure they talked about it today, and those who listen to the Joe Budden podcast tomorrow,
with our weekly joints,
we're talking shit.
He threw a shot at Joe.
Shot. Yeah,
and Royce
told me about that.
Royce threw a shot at Yellow Wolf.
Yeah, I saw that
on
too.
His new shit.
Now, that was funny because I was thinking I thought Royce was gonna take a shot at
Joe.
No, Kid Rock. Now I know him and Joe straight. They may have their differences, but But I thought he was going to take a shot at Kid Rock. He's low-key did in the same instance, but I ain't know he was going to go at Yellow
Wolf. I knew Crooked was going to come at Joe or Joe. Like, Joe ain't rapping right now, so he wasn't going to come at Crooked. But I knew Crooked was going to come at Joe. I knew it.
I think it was JC. JC asked me about it. That's what it was. And I was thinking, like, I kind of thought it was some tension from, you know what I'm saying, the revival shit. But I ain't really think Crooked was that vested into it.
You know how Joe does the pull-ups? Did you ever see the clip that he put on his IG? Him and Crooked did a pull-up together, but he never released it. He just released clips, and it was tense.
Oh, shit.
They were talking about dissing each other. It was like they were in the same room, but it was like it's like from here to where your wife was sitting.
Right.
But it was tense. You could cut the tension with a knife.
I could tell the tension just from all the shit. Like, even the way, like, from Crooked even doing his own, like, low-key pull-up shits. You know what I'm saying? I was just kind of looking like, and he'll say, like, certain shit. So I was kind of thinking he was kind of baiting Joe. But I ain't think he'll take a shot because it was kind of just like, all right, it's tension, but y'all still brothers at the end of the day. I ain't think he'll take a shot, but.
I ain't going to lie. That's one I want to see, Enigma.
Royce,
Crooked, Joe Budden. Royce, Crooked, Joe Budden, and Eminem are in my top 10 of best rappers in the world.
I can vibe with that.
Crooked Eye is under Crooked Eye, Royce, and Eminem and Joe are my top four. I don't know to even know the order of being able to rhyme.
Right.
Like, they have to be. And Tech N9ne.
It's kind of
old
funny.
Tech N9ne.
Because I tell you, it's kind of funny because Emma's in my top five. My number one alive. And then Crooked Eye is JC. JC was telling me about it. Crooked Eye is JC's favorite rapper.
Crooked Eye is like one of the best rhymers in the fucking universe.
Yeah.
Nobody can fuck with that.
But just to move on, I will say this. It's not a bad album. It's not a bad album. I get why people hate on Eminem because he do got literally stands. He got motherfuckers that just fanboy him for like no fucking reason, even when he released whack shit like Revival. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? But no, this album, it's listenable. I think it was too long. I was kind of cringeworthy about Stepdad until I realized he was doing like third person. Uh-huh. I thought it was clever that he kind of flipped that in, and him talking about his dad that passed away. So
his dad passed.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a shame. So he never got to really fix that.
Yeah, he basically gave him a fuck you on the shit. So, but regardless, if you're interested, check it out. If you're not, shut the fuck up. That's basically what I got to say about that. What else we got? We got, apparently it's rumored that 2 Chainz cut his dreads.
I fuck with Sadistic. I see the chat. That's why I fuck with Sadistic Angel.
Where?
You said 2 Chainz cut his dreads?
Yeah, apparently 2 Chainz cut his dreads. Apparently he didn't want to get confused with Future in a new video or any other horse looking nigga.
He said that?
No, I said that.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, I know that's not a quote from that nigga.
Yeah, them niggas both look like horses.
He gonna play goddamn politics. He ain't gonna say that.
But yeah, they got a new song called Dead Man Walking. Apparently working on a video, so if you're interested, I'm down with 2 Chainz, Future not so much, but whatever.
They're both dope.
You got Kodak Black, Kodak Black News.
I'm not down with Kodak Black.
Expressed that he put a couple of IG posts where he said he's getting mistreated in federal prison and he feel like he may die, that they ain't feeding him.
But I'm not down with that either. I'm not down with mistreating nobody.
Yeah. But you know, this reminds me of a Biggie lyric. It's like, damn, that 3-9 fuck you up for real though. Sling still slow. As for remorse, I feel no. Like, I don't know, bro. You talking all that shit when you was free. Karma is a bitch. You know what I mean? But like my man on Bravo said, like, I ain't with the I'm all about, you know what I'm saying, non-cruel prison reform. You know what I'm saying? Prison being a reformative force, not, you know what I'm saying, trying
being
to kill
a motherfucker. Being a, they call it a correctional institute.
Right.
Actually correcting in a positive manner is what I'm down with.
Right. Because Kodak is a smart dude. He's not a fucking dummy. He just got to be redirected. He got to redirect that energy.
That's what AD told me, man, when he came to Tallahassee and he recorded with AD.
Yeah.
AD said that shit he do online just seemed like it's all an act because he's like in person. He's a real smart motherfucker.
Yeah, I mean, because I
couldn't see it.
I mean, well, I listened to like some of the interviews he's done, especially when he was on that like one run when he was like on the Breakfast Club. Mm-hmm. This is the second one. Not the first one he had the mask on, but the second one.
Is this the second one when he walked out on Ebro now?
That run. I was listening to him. I was like, he got sense. He just uneducated, like he gets shit,
yeah,
but it's just he just don't understand shit.
Yeah.
And okay, it's like if someone take him and say look and mold him to some shit, like he could be on some CeeLo shit. I ain't saying he gotta be all spiritual or no shit, but the potential is there, but somebody gotta like mold that clay, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I hope he's straight. I hope he die, but I hope he learn a fucking lesson, man. But speaking of Biggie, you know what I'm saying? Big news, you know what I'm saying? My favorite rapper alive, or not alive, shit. Favorite rapper ever. Unfortunately, he's not alive. But Notorious B.I.G. will be inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. First of all, fuck Gene Simmons.
Why did he didn't want him in there?
Nah, Gene Simmons been like a critic of anybody that doesn't have a guitar being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That was my point, and I was just about to say that. Yeah. So hold on, don't fuck me yet.
I get it.
Because I don't agree with it either.
I get it.
It
but
just don't make sense.
I just feel like, I just think he's just a fucking hater. It don't even fucking matter. Like, I get rock and roll being like really general term. Uh-huh. And apparently they're building a hip hop Hall of Fame right now, I think in the Bronx.
That's what I want to see.
Yeah. So I think like Cool Herc and I think Grandmaster Flash, they kind of spearheading it or whatever. So I think it's supposed to be opening like 2022, some shit like that. So we're gonna get our own shit, but until then, this is what we got.
I think that's why niggas is so happy about us being a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, because they know when they make a Hip Hop Hall of Fame, they gonna treat it like it's just some nigga shit. This is some ignorant nigga
exactly.
shit.
Right? Exactly.
So you gotta respect it in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because this is y'all's lane.
It's y'all's shit.
But at the same time, this nigga's not, it never been a rock and roll
artist.
Well,
hey, they shit anyway, because motherfucker, trash. We invented the shit, motherfuckers. Anyway. Yeah,
talk that shit. Talk that Chuck Berry shit.
All that shit, nigga. We invented everything except for, can't even say country because shit, nigga, the guitar comes from fucking Africa, motherfucker. Anyway, yep.
He's hitting me with history and shit. I don't have another history.
Don't give a fuck. The banjo, yo, that's not even the guitar, the banjo. Mm-hmm. You think of a banjo, think of some Hicktown shit? No, the banjo stems from Africa. Research the shit, Google it. If I'm wrong, let me know. I don't care if I'm wrong. Blank. I mean, I do care if I'm wrong, but if I'm wrong, I don't care to be corrected. You can correct me. But I did my research. Banjos stem from Africa.
The Black Power dudes make Africa sound like it's a fire ass place. Everybody who's been to Africa tells me it's fucking dope as fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, I want
to. Ain't that fucked up how we was taught our whole life that shit's just like a bunch of poor people with flies around them?
Dog, that's why the whole shit is bullshit.
I had an African fucking Uber driver the other day. The nigga was telling me how beautiful like Tanzania was, and he's from fucking better.
Right. No,
in my stupid American brain, I'm thinking, there's no way that fucking dirty food is better. They just implanted that shit into my brain.
Exactly, dog. It's the programming. My programming is programmed. You know what I mean? So
yeah, Elvis was a huge thief.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
But he was. His fucking voice was fresh as fuck. Shout out Elvis.
I look at Elvis as just a prisoner of the time. You know what I'm saying? He did what, you know what I'm saying, what was being done. So, you know what I mean?
And I bet Gene Simmons was the first nigga to eat ass.
Probably a long ass tongue.
Yeah, he ate ass and pussy at the same time.
He probably did.
From the back. I'll see what that'd be like.
All right, who else we got? We got Whitney Houston being inducted, Depeche Mode, Nine Inch Nails, and all of a sudden
Being inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Exactly.
There's no fucking reason that Whitney Houston and Biggie should be inducted at the same time as Depeche Mode and Nine Inch Nails.
I don't know.
Nine Inch Nails and Depeche Mode should have been fucking inducted. They're rock and rollers.
I can see, no.
Especially Nine Inch Nails.
Whitney did some. She had some rock and shit.
No, but I'm saying like,
as far as the
put the rockers place. First. Yeah. Why the fuck they have to like? It kind of shits on their shit a little bit. That's like if there's a hip hop Hall of Fame and you inducted Tupac with motherfucking Offspring or fucking the Smash Mouth All Stars.
Smash could get into the hip hop
because they did kind of have with a, the fucking Smash yo, Mouth to get into the hip hop Hall of Fame.
Smash Mouth did have a hip hop kind of vibe. Like I can see that. I think it's like Linkin Park probably slide in and niggas want to say shit.
Get Smash Mouth the fuck out of here. I wish there was a fucking Smash Mouth get the fuck out of here.
Who was that other fucking act? Like who was it? Get down, baby. Get down, baby. Yeah, with the down, baby.
I remember it, but I don't remember the name.
I can't think of the fucking name. There's a lot of hip hop influences
and all that type of shit.
LFO or whatever the fucking group's name. Anyway.
Yeah, Summertime. That had a lot of hip hop influence in it, too.
All right, what else we got? Because we already way over time just talking shit.
Hey, man, it's about the journey. It's not about the.
All right, it's other shit. Since most of y'all probably gonna be listening to this shit on Spotify anyway. Because the podcast is available on Spotify if you're not listening to the podcast on Spotify right now. Spotify is creating an award show based on its own data. The company said that it will make the award show more transparent. And I imagine that Justin Bieber will have the I'm the Realest Nigga in the Building Award being presented by Post Malone of all niggas.
Real niggas say word. You know award. What I
mean? So, and speaking of Justin Bieber, apparently Selena Gomez was feeling the pressure. Of course, anybody know that fucking Justin Bieber was trying to play the system because, man, Roddy Ricch saw in the box was took the number one spot from his.
Which I love yummy. That shit.
Yeah.
I did the remix to it also.
So.
I wish I would let Roddy Ricch threaten me, though, if I was fucking Selena Gomez or Justin Bieber.
That was crazy.
He doesn't even have he's not even going to have the staying power of a fucking Selena Gomez or Justin Bieber.
I don't know.
He's not going to. He's not Nipsey or no shit like that.
I don't know, bro. Man's kind of strong right now.
Plus, nobody's really trying to hear that L.A. shit all over the world. And that's no diss to my L.A. niggas because I fuck with West Coast music. I sound like a West Coast nigga. Niggas think I'm from the West Coast. But that's not the wave. Niggas ain't trying to hear that shit.
I don't know. All they,
it's not the wave.
All that confuse me about Roddy Ricch is every time the shit come on, I think it's Young Thug. I don't know if I'm the only one that does that, but I'm like, hey, Young Thug got a new song? And he's like, oh, shit. Nope. I can actually hear what
he's
saying.
And that's why it's a good thing and a bad thing, because now you can't tell that they're all. The good thing is now you can't tell where somebody's from.
Right.
But the bad thing is now they all sound alike.
Yeah. Internet and homogeneity or whatever that is.
But I'm fucking Justin Bieber. There's no way I'm going to be threatened by that. That's just how you know that the industry gets into your brain too much.
They were.
He can sell out arenas right now. Who gives a fuck? That's money.
But I think to kind of piggyback on some shit, I think they may have said on the Joe Budden podcast, is the ideal. They probably got incentives. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, they give them money for it?
So it's like, I need this number one spot so I can get this money to come through or whatever. So now, granted, Selena ended up getting the number one spot.
Mm-hmm. Tuberculosis.
Probably. You gonna get the shit, nigga.
Oh, God. Traveler's sickness.
all that shit. She got airborne, nigga.
What was that shit back in the day, bro?
Bird flu.
You remember Oregon Trail?
Dysentery.
Oh, shit. Ah, oh, shit.
Nigga has dysentery.
Emmanuel has died. Bury my ass in Wisconsin. But yeah, what was I about to say? But yeah, she got number one spot, but she was all in bed like, oh, you guys need to stream my shit. I'm just like, y'all gotta relax. Anyway,
she might need it, but Justin Bieber, if he's still selling out fucking awards, I don't think she needs it either.
She won. Justin Bieber didn't win. She actually got the number one
Justin
spot.
Justin Bieber can go do an arena tour now.
But you know what?
I would never tweet, like, and it was like some side sly shit, like, you had such a good record. Damn, I wish I would have thought of it. Shut the fuck up. You don't listen to Roddy Ricch.
The thing about it, what really did it was fucking TikTok. Like, that's what make niggas. Yeah. Just like Vine made niggas in the mid. Because
everybody was doing the TikTok with the eep, eep shit.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what did it. That's what it came from.
You think that's what blew it?
Yes. Wow. The same reason why fucking, what's the nigga with one eye?
Fetty Wap.
Fetty Wap blew up because of Vine.
What do y'all think in the comments? Somebody tell us in the comments real quick. Do y'all think Roddy Ricch blew up because of TikTok? Because my young nigga's trying to put me on TikTok. I'm not with it. I'm older now. I don't really get it. But
I'm on that shit all the time.
I'm on that shit.
I'm on that shit.
I was about to say I don't know how to fucking work.
I'm on Triller. Y'all can find you more on Triller. Talk that shit. Sepp, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I want to give you a props about too. And then I hate to keep cutting you. I'm sorry.
No, you good.
I want to tell you on the air that I love what you're doing, because since back in the day you've had your own shit. Now you got your podcast, now you got your wife, you got a beautiful baby, you got all kind of shit going for you, and you just dropped a hard ass rap the other day. I just love that you're consistent.
Yo, speaking of that rap the other day, fucking consistent. Then we're gonna go to the next track.
Okay,
you know that shit old,
cause we it is it old.
No, that shit,
cause we do gotta move
on. That was on my last project.
Really?
Yeah, that's kind of funny because niggas like, yo, that's the hot shit. When you dropping it? I'm like, nigga, that shit been out 3 years now.
And then you get to see the niggas who told you that they listened to your project, bro, and who lied.
I'm like, hey, yo, shit. But I get it. It's the visual, and that's what I've been bad on. Is just
the visual does change it too, though.
But nigga got the GoPro, nigga. Oh,
I bet
shit.
You he won't let me look at the SD card. Oh, it's mad porn owners. Angles.
You're gonna be a hella disappointed.
What?
Are you gonna see is McKenzie trying to play with it, figure out what the fuck going on. The fuck is this? What's going on with daddy's?
That's another
daddy's
reason
camera.
I have a baby. I wanna teach her how to. I feel like if I have a daughter, she'll be the illest, dopest rapper in the world. Cause I'm starting from the very
dog. If it's in your genes, it's gonna come out. Pause. Cause like
pause.
Like,
hey, yo.
Like all of the.
Hey, yo.
Like all of the stuff. Like. That I like do or aspire, like all the artistic shit, like she do it, and it's wild. Like we got a little ukulele over there because she like my guitar and she like guitars.
Yeah,
she like Coco and all that shit. And it's like I've always loved guitar, so it's not something I taught her. She just picked up on it, just like it's wild. But anyway,
they saying it definitely helped the Roddy Ricch shit. Then I see somebody say it definitely helped. Ill said it definitely helped. JC, stop letting this nigga. Please stop letting this nigga blackball me from the radio show. He's blackballing me.
Hey, blackballing.
I'm letting the industry know right now. Let me tell y'all niggas why I need him before we go to the next song.
Ain't got no problem.
He trying to push me to the next song. JC blackballing me then. Nigga Enigma blackballed me from the Dr. Lisa episode. He blackballed me a couple times from the goddamn radio show.
Wait for the doctor. No.
He blackballed me, Enigma. Look into the camera and tell the camera the truth.
That was because it
was
Dr.
banned
Lisa.
For that episode.
Not banned. I was just like, yo.
He thought I was going to say some nigga shit.
No, it wasn't that. It was just like, it was this. And it was that. At least part going to be like, you thinking too much. Uh-huh. But I was like, yo, she already come into my crib. I'm almost this black guy. And I know she's not, that's not her MO. But it was just like, all right, it's already, she already come into my crib. You know, I'm a black guy. She know me. But when you get, it's different between, oh, Enigma's cool. And then when you like actually in the nigga house, and it's like, oh, shit, like. They could go left. And, you know what I'm saying? You start thinking like, how much do I really know this nigga?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, she probably had that apprehension, but then on top of that, two of us?
Yeah.
She's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like so, it's too much. It's
so
too
as much
stimulated.
As she may show that she, and I trust that she do trust us, but it's like.
You already know.
It's
like,
back in your head.
Yeah. So, I'm surprised he said that on the air. That's fucking dope.
Hey, it is. It is what it is. I'm just.
JC said, come up tomorrow.
He ain't gonna show up. But I'm blackballing.
Look at the, he's fucking blackballing. You hear him blackballing me on the radio right now? I ain't gonna show up.
He ain't gonna show up.
What time is it?
We gonna see. We gonna see.
Give me the information. 5 think I won't fucking show up.
You been listening to the station?
Have you been? I've never heard it.
Okay, I'll give you the directions.
I know that I can't cuss. That's all I know.
Good point. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, I mean, you talking about you gave me the rundown. Yeah, you gave me the rundown before. Well, I mean, one time, I ain't gonna lie, Cameron, it was because of me. I didn't come one time because I don't remember what happened.
Oh, yeah.
There was something that happened.
Yeah. Something, yeah.
But there was a few subsequent times after that I wasn't invited.
All right, we're gonna see tomorrow, JC. And he gonna freestyle because we know this.
Oh, shit. Now you come up freestyle.
No, that's.
Nigga, I'm doing this.
Anybody that pull up, that's what it is. My brother. Anyway,
let's go to the next song.
We're gonna keep it moving. What is the next song? Let me.
Because I gotta check out.
All right, it's some new shit. I had somebody post it up. They're gonna play their joint, but that's gonna be a guest next week, my man, Big OG. So,
ooh, you got Big OG next week?
Yeah. So
shout out to Big OG.
Big OG, I know I said we're gonna play OG. Your shit. Not gonna play it now because you're gonna be here next week. So it's kind of like, what's the point?
Yeah, he didn't talk to my lawyer, so we're not playing that shit.
So I got some new shit. I don't even know who the fuck this is, but he sent me the email, and I was like, well, fuck it then. Somebody named B. Morgan with Who Do You Love here on the Nick Myself. You got time, baby.
Screaming out like, who do you love? No IG. All of these bros, I swear one of y'all coming home. Yeah. John Wall, I'm finna flex. If I'm with you, bitch, then I'm finna sex. I don't apologize for nothing in the past. Bad boy, I'm Puffy Combs in the flesh. Like, oh no. DJ knocking that new joint. Molly in a drink, now she tryna fuck. Shorty face down and the bottoms up. Loud in the air and the bottoms up. Like, way up. I'm a real nigga, I don't chase them. Throw a couple dollars for a fast break. Get a 1-2, now that's a layup. You hate her.
Who do you love? Are you for sure?
Is it me?
Who do you love?
Yeah.
Are you for sure?
Tell me it's
who
me,
do
girl.
You love? Are you for sure?
Do you love?
Who do you love?
Yeah.
Are you for sure?
I don't got a problem being friends with you. You got plans to bring your friends with you. Couldn't give a fuck if your man's with you. Girl, why you acting like I am with you? Yo, like you don't know. Getting lucky in the back of the photo. Got you missing from the party like my homegirl. Act shorty, can she take it? She like, oh no. The sky is the limit. Oh hell no, it isn't. A nigga, one moon and the stars. You know I got chips, is you free to lay up? Bars. Talking about who do you love?
Like I got the claps in my throat.
We was playing a song, OG. I don't know if you hear it or not.
No. Nigga, you fat too, nigga. You just not
I thought you talking about me. I was like, damn, we ain't never met.
Damn,
nigga.
JC.
How the fuck you doing me like that?
Yo, that was my man B. Morgan with Who Do You Love? And I know who I love. I love my brother here. Bravo in the building. Yeah.
Y'all don't know the history of a nigga except. And then Seth's been out here since fucking the Neanderthal ages.
Yeah, I've been since Bush, nigga.
Damn.
First Bush, nigga.
That's a long time. He's talking about 70s, but porno Bush.
Yo.
He's been out there since then.
That's wild.
That's wild, B.
Literally. Shouts out to DJ.
That was a beast. Fucking, that was a pun. That was wild.
Bar God.
Bar God Enigma. Let's go.
Bars. Yeah, we're going to get into the shits. First of all, you know, say congratulations on your new album, bro.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Your boy from McCullough Drive.
Yes, sir. That's me. McCullough, yeah.
I was saying McCow.
That's how you know niggas don't read shit. It spells C-U-L-L.
Yeah.
How the fuck you get an A in there?
I look at shit the way it looks.
Hey, I do that too.
Where the fuck is, where is it anyway?
McCullough Drive?
Yeah.
You remember where Beast's old studio used to be?
No.
You never went to Beast VHS studio when he stayed down there by Woodville?
Nope.
In that same neighborhood. I grew up in that neighborhood.
So it's in Woodville?
It's like, I don't want to give niggas directions to it because I got people to still stay out there. But basically, you know where Publix is on Crawford Highway?
Yeah.
It's like a mile past that.
Oh. You know what?
Down Crawford Highway.
We may have some.
Do you know where Button Willow's at?
That's how she knew how to pronounce it, because she told me. It makes sense now. No, you know what's interesting?
What?
A part of my rap history is in that area. Matter of fact, Willow, whatever.
Button Willow, yeah.
Button Willow. Mm-hmm. My cousin Will, who I was in the rap group with, his parents, his mom and stepdad lived in there.
Will.
And we started actually recording for ourselves.
Oh,
like
really?
Beforehand, we had been trying to mess with this person, mess with that person, this person. It wasn't working. Will moved back with his stepdad and his mom or whatever, and that's when he got the computer, got the Music Magic Maker 7, and that's when we started recording shit on computer mic, just like this shit. Like, it was literally the first three mixtapes we made was on some shit like this.
Wow. I made my first one on the little one that was like this. Pause.
Oh, shit.
The one that was like, you know, that size.
Nah, we had like, pause, the long pause. Shit. Like, it was like the shit that, it had a curve.
Oh, pause.
It had a curve. Hey, yo. You know what I mean? It got deep in there. It was, we was really able to penetrate the industry with that sound.
Oh,
you know,
man.
What I mean?
Jesus Christ.
Yo. You just sick fuckers.
That time was hard and long.
Yeah, it was a hard time.
Jesus Christ.
But yeah, man. So yeah, shout out to that part of
Willow, that part of that map.
Yeah, man. So what influenced you to even do a project? Because it's been a minute.
2013 was my last one. I did Rudy Ray Moore Jr.
Nigga,
it's before Rudy Ray was shit. The popping shit on TV, and before niggas even knew who the fuck Rudy Ray was.
I mean, I knew who Rudy Ray was.
I mean, you know, the newer generation.
Newer nigga. Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
So I did that.
I know what Petey Wheatstraw is now.
Nigga, talk to him about it.
Bitches,
Dolomite,
serious.
So it's like, I did that, and then I got divorced in 2014. Okay. Had a suicide attempt, so a lot of shit in life threw me off music. I stopped doing music for about 2 years, I think.
Okay.
After 2014, I tried to do a project called Appalachian Center Alumni. It didn't work out. So for 2 years, I stopped doing music, and then after 2 years, probably about 2016, that's when I start working on my own shit. Actually, 2017, so I probably was down there about 3 years. I got my own Mac computer, and I started to fiddle around and try to look how to engineer, and then I start interning at Goldie Sound Studios. Like, I would work from 9 to 2, 9 in the morning to 2 in the afternoon, and then from 2:30 in the afternoon till 3 in the morning, I would go fucking intern for free at Goldie Sounds for months.
Shouts out to AD.
Until I had to stop because my body was shutting down on me.
Right. Yeah. I can imagine, bro. Like, I mean, we kind of neglect, like, your body react, you know what I'm saying?
My body was shutting down. I had to stop, man.
Niggas be like, hey, ain't no sleep to be successful. Like, yeah, it is, nigga. Because he used to be successful. Your ass fucking got congested heart failure.
And AD's such a fucking workhorse. You know what I'm saying? He didn't really understand it, but it never left us on bad terms. It just was like, I got to make the decision what's best for me.
No, that's real. That's real. So when did you start recording for the project?
I made Barry White in 2017.
Okay, so it's been like a 2 year journey as far as.
But I didn't have no idea of where to go with it. I was still learning how to engineer, still getting back into production, learning how to mix sounds and shit. So I was just making music.
So, I mean, everything.
Made Highs and Lows in 2017, too.
I mean, everything is you, essentially.
Well, not the beats. except for Barry White. Barry White was my beat.
Yeah.
I made that beat. All the rest of them, no, they're not my beat.
But as far as like the mixing, the master, all that, all you me. Essentially.
All me. I did props. The graphics for the album. I had the ideas for the photo shoot. What didn't I do? I did the album, all the specifics, all the work. I took every track and put it on a long board and made sure they all were sound equal.
Yeah.
I did the transitions by myself.
Yeah.
Like every second that you hear of emptiness in there was planned by me.
Yeah, you did that shit. Like, that shit sounded well put together. And I ain't saying that on some bullshit like, oh, you independent. Like, no, like I listened to it and it was just like, this sound like something that, you know what I'm saying, ain't no bullshit. Ain't no, mm-hmm. You don't hear no, you don't know none of the other bullshit when somebody just in a corner fixes, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You can tell, like, yo, you can put, like, putting this shit on the Spotify's and shit, mm-hmm. It flows with any major shit, you know what I mean?
So, oh, that's good, man.
So the thing that, or not even think to know that you did all that shit, you know what I mean? Like, that's some genius level shit, bro.
And I'm not a master engineer, so shout out to the L2, man. I don't know if all you engineers who know what I'm talking about know what I'm talking about, the L2 Maximizer. That's what brought my sound, a bunch of EQs, a bunch of compressions at the end of the mix, and then the L2 brings it back up to that mastering level sound. It's like a cheap way to get your shit good, but you still have to have a good ear or else that L2 will fuck your whole track up and make it sound. That's why you hear shit like, have you heard the Baby's album yet?
Yeah.
How it all sounds like, the term they call it master engineering is brick walled. That means you push the sound as far as it can go till it sounds like it's just hitting a wall and coming back to you.
Right.
That's how his album sounds because that's how the style is now. That's the sign of a bad mix engineer. A bad mastering. A bad mastering engineer.
I'm learning something.
Yeah, that's a sign of a bad mastering engineer. Classic albums are like that. Californication by the Red Hot Chili Peppers is brick walled. Nope. Had a terrible mastering engineer.
Shit. Look, one of my favorite albums.
Go back and listen to it on.
Right, you're going
to
make me
crank
really.
It up. You'll be like, this is kind of harsh on your ears. It's not smooth. One of my favorite albums, nigga. It's fucking brick wall to the max. Twisted Dark Fantasy, the first release he put out. Yeah. Terrible mix, terrible master on it. You remember that?
But that's how I look at it. That's why it's hard for me to call Colors Dropout a classic because.
Terrible mix.
The mixing was fucking trash on that shit.
Nice master on it. Terrible mix.
Yeah. But yeah.
You know the difference?
I used to have a producer. I was about to ask you about the producer ear because when me and Will was recording, that's why I even know a little bit about even fucking Odyssey and all that shit because we had to mix our shit, probably not the best.
Yeah.
But like you get to the point where you do get that ear of like, oh shit, like you can hear when a motherfucker do like a double, they layer this shit, you can hear the other vocal, you like, hey, the fuck that? So, but it's been a while. Even with the podcast shit, like, I'm not as intricate as I used to be as far as when I was recording shit, so.
Mixing is when you take all the sounds together and make them sound cohesive.
Right.
Mastering is when you take it and make it competitive to everything else. Make it sound the same on an iPhone speaker that it would sound on a big ass. You're making it just sound universally perfect.
Right. Yeah, shout out to Outlaw. That's where I leave my mastering and mixing.
Yeah, Outlaw's dope, man.
Yeah. But yeah, it's been a while since I had that producer here, bro. So yeah, you're going to make me go back to California.
That's what I was doing, though, for these 3 years, learning all that.
Yeah.
Taking time to actually perfect my craft. Learn why you should step back from the mic. I've always been pretty good with hearing how to do a good recording. But you know how rappers are. They'll just get in front of the mic and start rapping. It don't matter where the fuck it's there placed on the mic.
Right.
So when you come record with me, you're thrown off at first because you start rapping and I'll stop that shit and I'll be like, back up from the mic. You don't got to be this far. If you're this close to the mic, your shit's going to sound like it's going to have a lot of bass in it.
Right. And they want to make sure like, oh, I want to be heard. It's like,
I do that in post-production. Everything. Just do what you do.
Right. Yeah. It actually took me recording with Outlaw because that was the first time I literally wasn't recording myself. Like,
because
me and Will would just self-record.
Yeah.
Like every time he went there, I just hit and then go into the thing. And
that's how I was doing back when I was younger.
Yeah.
17.
So, exactly. So it's like really the last EPs I dropped were like the first time that I was recording some shit and I wasn't responsible for hitting the record, but it was on Joe.
If you go back to Three Sides or Southside Chopping 2.5, me and 50 did. That wasn't even mixed. not even mixed.
Yeah.
We were just recording them.
Right, right.
Leveling and throwing them out to the streets.
Yo, matter of fact,
some of them still actually sound decent.
No, the first mixtape we did, I had this grand idea that the sound had, like, I always thought you had to have bass, right?
Uh-huh.
So I used to stack the beats.
Oh. Jesus Christ. That hurts my engineer soul.
That's why I give props to Dreezy Baby and Speed Racing, because they was like the first two people I gave that mixtape to, and they could have easily been like, nigga, stop this shit.
Stop the lunacy,
dumb trash. But they, even to this day, they still give your boy props, and I respect them, because even though I still love the songs we recorded. I was stacking beats.
Though. Yeah, I mean, but nobody teaches you these processes; you just learn them.
And honestly, that's why I got into journalism, because that's the shit I wanted. Like, I felt like the source, and they were giving the fluff shit. Like, I wanted to get to the technical. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I hope that someone is learning about recording now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that's part of the reason why I even do this shit. So you can get
that. Learn something from. Like, listen to me. I had to learn basically by myself when I was at Goldie Sound. That's the crazy thing about Goldie Sound. I learned a lot about customer service and stuff, but as far as the actual mixing process, I still didn't really learn that much. Because AD, like, puts you through the intern process before he really starts sitting down with you and shit. And by the time he was just starting to a little bit sit down with me, my body was worn.
Yeah.
I was fucked up already. So I couldn't continue.
So, speaking of, let me hit you with a hard question. Like, how's that going? I mean, as far as, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you had a lot of changes lately as far as, you know what I'm saying, getting married and dropping the project. And also, you know what I'm saying, the ending of, which I think is temporary, of your battle rap career.
No, it's definitely permanent.
All right, Joe Budden.
And I'm going to tell you why it's permanent. It's just a bunch of stuff that happened behind the scenes that people aren't privy to, that sometimes when you know that you're the reason for the reason, and people treat you like you're not the reason for the reason, over a time, it's not just like one incident and I'm taking my ball like a spoiled kid and going home. Over time, when you're the reason that some people are the reason and they don't really respect that, and then it was personal shit that happened to me with a battle that could have led to me getting life in prison.
Right.
And I left that alone. You know what I'm saying?
But nigga, I brought a whole fucking cup, nigga. I'm gonna need you. I spent money on a fucking black ass cup.
Yeah.
You can't be just leaving now.
I'm like, listen.
Because I got a cup in my cupboard.
That cup is still fresh. I went to somebody's house today, bro, and they had a Southern Hospitality cup. And it was just fucking dope to me. It's cool to see that I started that. You know what I'm saying? But same time, the boy from McCullough Drive cups are coming soon.
Yo, all right.
We're going to change the movement.
I'm a cop one. Now, speaking of, I mean, is the league dissolved?
I might give them for free to anybody who got a Southern Hospitality cup. I might just give you one.
Just trade in.
Just say sorry,
up.
Yeah.
But is the league still going, or is it?
I don't know.
Did you hand it off?
I handed it off.
You handed it off. So it's still, so the boy's still.
Supposedly still going, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not in contact with nobody over there anymore, really.
Dang, so it's just fresh cut.
I got Love for Prophecy, Don Rich, Ghost Sinatra, Flow to God.
All right. Anybody he didn't name, I don't know.
I got Mad Love for Dragon X too.
If anybody know the spice of somebody he didn't name, let me know, because I don't know y'all niggas. Like, don't I heard all the niggas I know. So.
And BJ, Mad Trippy.
Yeah.
Shout out to Matt Tree. He's the one that shot my McCullough Drive cover.
Nice. That's dope. Yeah, that's dope cover. Yeah. But yeah, man. Like, how's the health? Because I know, again, speaking of Melody, shout out to Melody.
Mental health, physical health?
Yeah. So how's that going for you, man?
Physical health, as I'm getting older, man, it's like I'm going to take more time with my body and pay attention to it and lose some of this weight. Mental health, I actually been in a good spot, man. I was like, that song, I know you seen that freestyle I did the other day.
Yep.
That was a true story. That happened like 2 days before that, you know. I got into a situation where my body, again, prevented me from being in a situation where that was beneficial for me. And I just felt like over it all. I ended up getting on the phone with my ex-wife. And if you know the history of me and my ex-wife, that's a rocky history.
I can believe it.
Me and her just like day and night sometimes.
Yeah.
And so I end up calling her, and that's like last resort call for me. It's like I need somebody to talk to. She sat and listened to me. She got a new baby by another nigga and everything. She sat and listened to me.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? So the love's got to be there still a little bit.
Well, he's, yeah, you know what I'm saying? A little respect. I mean,
thank you for saying the album's fire and it's a beautiful project. Thank you.
Big OG. But yeah.
OG didn't talk to my lawyer, so we're not talking right now.
Well, no, I mean.
I think he's going to think I'm serious. I feel
you,
about
you. You can understand that, you know, you got differences with a person and still respect, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. the space. So, you know, so, no,
nah,
that's dope.
And that's no diss, like, when Southern Hospitality, I left out the names I left out was Young R and K-Mac. I still respect what they did while they was there, and I still respect, you know, Young R was the reason, you know, almost caught a lot of time. And then, you know, K-Mac, it was kind of involved in it. So it was like a lot of hostility there.
I feel you. Is it something? Yeah, you got
it. So, but I still love them for what when I love them. Right. Like, and I still wish we could love each other, but it's just not possible right now.
Yeah, that's understandable. You got to protect your peace. You know what I'm saying? You
got to
do
Dragon what you got to do. Is just off kind of, but that's still my man. If I seen him, you know, that's still my brother.
Yeah.
But we'll always kind of have this little thing.
No, I mean, it is. That's how it is sometimes. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Even amongst brothers or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You get to a point where sometimes, what is it, Reason Season, mm-hmm. Lifetime joint? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it may be like, look, it was a time. This was dope. But now you got to move on. Like you said, you're getting older. And I can tell you, like, yeah, things have changed. Like, when I imagine.
Said my lawyer said we good.
It better not be goddamn.
I wasn't aware.
Goddamn. What's the. Morgan and Morgan again. Yeah. Fuck John Morgan. Anyways, but yeah, the way I look at it, even when I think back when I was, you know what I'm saying, 30, mm-hmm. and as mature as I thought I was then, mm-hmm. like I look back and was like, I was still some fuck shit.
Yeah.
So.
And I'm sure I've handled things wrong along the way.
Yeah, but it's, even not even just handle, not even just doing things wrong was just a total, just not total, but just a change. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Especially even like simple shit. Like I look at my statuses from like 2010. I'm like, what the fuck was I thinking? Like I knew I was trying to be funny then, and I look back like, the fuck, I was corny as shit. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I look at my shit like that all the time. I be changing them bitches to just only me.
Right,
like when nobody else can see him, like this shit is just too—it's too absurd right. at this point.
But no, it's so. But yeah, I can attest to things. You know, what I'm saying things change for the better. So it's not just because you may not be as cool with someone as you were before. You know, what I'm saying mm-hmm. like you said, that love's still there, mm-hmm. and that's all you need. You know what I mean? Well, it's like I see you, salute. But as far as we doing all the extras, mm-hmm. you know, just not that. You know what I mean? It's just, it's life. Just keep waking up. So, we're going to get to a couple of tracks on here. I'm going to play this song again. Fuck y'all. Because I like it. We're going to play Highs and Lows. And, yeah, I got some new shit. I think you sent it to me a minute ago. I don't know why I didn't play it before.
Much fun.
Yeah, boy.
You play it?
Yeah. So I'm playing it again. Mm-hmm. So y'all check this out, and we'll be right back. Got my man on Bravo. This is the Enigma Sep Hour. You got time, baby.
He had you feeling good. He had you feeling right. And then you slowly start to come up off that high. Now you're so low that you finally hit the ground. You only brought me up so you could let me down. You think that by now I would try to save from round. Too hard, think I have another round of you. You're my kryptonite, I gotta keep it real. Something about your love and how it makes me feel. When I'm high, I'm high, and when I'm low, I'm low. It drives me crazy, but I cannot let you go.
And you make me stay high, high. And you make me stay low, low. And you make me stay high, high. And you make me stay low, low. And you make me stay high,
high. My highest high, high. My lowest low.
And you make me stay low,
make me touch the sky, low. Make me hit the flow.
And you make me stay high,
high. My highest high, high. High. My lowest low.
And you make me stay low,
make me touch the sky, low. Make me hit the flow.
I love you, you're a mutt like me, slut like me, one might see. Evil inside us, we see we the prizes in need of a crisis to feed our disguises, but really we just need love inside us. I hate to text you cause I hate that I can't reject you, even when you gave my homie the neck who's really there to respect you. I don't even think you love me like I love you. You don't really ever hesitate to hurt me. I'm to the pain and I can never fake it, hurt me. So when we finally separated, certainly left a hole in my heart that big, that big. That kid with the afro still feels 14, walking through the halls of my high school, feeling like the ugliest nigga that ever tried school. We can talk when your baby daddy beat your ass, or we can talk how I seen you laugh inside a dream I had. What if I dropped dead, would you even miss me? You already act like you don't wanna kiss me. My homie baby mama tell me how you diss me. You talk about me like you hate we have a history. Little to even stop communicating with me. You hurt me, bitch, tell them what you did. I got two fucking homies in this world. Why the fuck you chose one? Bitch, why the fuck you rode one? Bitch, why you chose the cold one? He don't look at you as nothing more than a hoe, you should know, bitch. But I guess it don't matter to you. But I guess it don't matter to you. But I guess it don't matter to you, crazy.
And your memories stay high, high. And your memories stay low, low. And your memories stay high, high, high. And your memories stay low, low. And your memories stay high,
high, high.
And your memories stay low, low. And your memories stay high,
high, high, high, low and slow.
And your memories stay low,
make me touch the sky, low. Make me hit the flow. You're my highest high, you're my lowest low. Made me touch the sky, made me hit the flow. You're my highest high, you're my lowest low. Made me touch the sky, made me hit the flow.
Slave to the rhythm, but I sure didn't choose it. Days I was not paid, just riding cruising. Felt like I spent 100 days with the music. Motherfuckers know right here I'm finna lose it. Ooh shit, who's this? Nigga with his 2 cents. Nickel by the pickle, give you sense enough to move shit. Tallahassee native, don't debate it, I can prove shit. Non-interrogative, I can make your lady move shit. Bounce to the rhythm with an ounce, I can move shit. You get low amounts, can't count, you's a doofus. Made my whole career off of me, it had 2 zips. Flipping like I'm blooding and I'm dressed in all blue shit. 20 sale on the digi scale. Mental cell for your mental health. You can tell me something I don't know about. I'm aiming for it as a gross amount.
That nigga there, he a son of a bitch.
Big fat motherfucker still running this shit. You can have the underground when I'm done with the shit. All independent effort, how we funding this shit. We like, got him feeling light. Got him feeling light. Got him feeling light. Got him feeling light. Slave to the rhythm, but I sure didn't choose. Days I was not paid, just riding cruise. Felt like I spent 100 days with the music. Motherfuckers know right here I'm finna lose.
Now right here's now the right time here's I want you to take and spark your blunt, grab your bitch's pussy, and in a couple seconds get ready to lose your fucking mind.
It's no act to the rap hoe slapper, the fat cold bastard, the mass hoe backwards. I kiss the white material and smash hoes after, then get the mic venereals, I'm that bold ass. So my rap's told facts, yours probably finna lie again. Soon as I apply the pimper pussy on the fire, then I could be something fly, but nothing like them other guys pretend. This the life of men, I vagina bench. Who I'm fly like, fly like. Who I'm fly like, fly like. Who I'm high like. Got a feeling light. 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 Slave to the rhythm, but I sure didn't choose. Days I was not paid, just riding cruise. Felt like I spent 100 days with the music. Motherfuckers know right, yeah, I'm finna lose.
Yeah, I promise. 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 Yeah, I promise.
And I promise to be the real nigga. I promise to be the guy them see. I gotta be. My whole discography is National Geography. You not a beast, the hardest spitter. I'm a I can rock you all to watch. I'm not your pops, but got your mama. Humper once like I'm your father. Second time it's like a llama. If you got it, you're a scholar. Why I'm hotter? Your career is up and down like an Impala. Low rider, low mileage, throw wilder. No comment when I drop it like. Got a feeling like.
I just wanted to open it with like some ignorant ass shit. I wanted to say something ignorant.
Say something ignorant, nigga.
I wanted to say,
I
ain't gonna do it.
We need the content. Come on,
nah,
King.
I was gonna say, I ain't gonna do it. Hey, my man has a wife now. I ain't gonna do it.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with nothing I know or anything. I was just gonna ask him a question. It probably was out of bounds.
Feet know my past. That's why I feed my baby.
She's sweet as a motherfucker till you made a good decision. She's nice as a motherfucker.
Appreciate you, bro.
Yeah. I can tell by her spirit. Like, I'm good with seeing people through pictures. I'm good at looking at women and seeing if they an ain't shit bitch or if they are a great woman. Right. And I see a great spirit in her.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. Yeah, that was highs and lows. And yeah, boy, that's what we got. So
he said, are we supposed to hear the song? Y'all didn't hear the song, OG?
No, because I'm not playing the song.
Then you're not supposed to hear the song, OG. Watch the fucking podcast.
Well, let me explain the podcast land on the YouTube.
I'm just fucking with OG. That's all right.
On the YouTube, you don't hear the music. But podcast land, y'all probably like, we just heard that shit. What the fuck y'all talking
OG about? Looks like a soft shell turtle. You ever see OG?
Yo. Hey, fucking yo.
He'll be like, fuck you.
Yeah, he gonna kick your ass. He gonna come through the webcam.
Hey, that one you sent me, OG, I'm still working on it too, bro. I've been trying to stay consistent with my shit, so I'm working on like 50 things at the same time.
Speaking of, what's the future? What we got? We got more projects?
I don't want to give the album name out yet, but I don't know. Should I?
This is Enigma Step Hour. Okay. Come on, let's go.
Okay, I ain't gonna give the album name out yet. I ain't gonna give it out yet.
Let's go.
But I'm working on another album and it's more personal. I seen it. The reaction I got from the last album was people like the more personal shit. It's gonna be a lot of Bravo shit on there, like Yo Way and like Barry White. You know, that's just what I do, the player shit. But this is a lot more personal.
I mean, I always tell people, like, you want to have, I don't say that niche, but you want to have, you know what I'm saying, what makes you you. But yeah, the personal shit is what is the difference between, I hate to say it, like an Eminem or a Tech N9ne, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And no diss to Tech N9ne, but it's just like, even more so, a DMX or a Ludacris, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, DMX giving. But DMX, like Luda may be technically a better rapper than DMX, but DMX gave you that heartfelt
that
shit.
Feel, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so people are always going to be more loyal to DMX because of that. So you got to give people the personals, man.
And that's one thing I always try to stay away from because I know I'm a rappity rap nigga, but I like to give feeling content too because most niggas that are rappity rap, that's what always struck Crooked Eye as being like, that's why he never reached his potential.
Yeah.
Crooked Eye is a fucking phenomenal top two, top three in the world rapper, but he never could capture a feeling.
Right.
And that's why I say niggas like Migos shouldn't sell more than Crooked Eye, but then they should because they capture a feeling. And music is about a feeling.
Yeah. That's what it comes down to.
You know what
I'm
saying? So.
Like, I know for me, like, even I tell people, look at my top five, like, it's really about.
He's like, Migos is number one.
Shit.
First.
I don't know what world that would be.
Take off.
Bro, speaking of, let me not cut your thought off. But
no, you good.
You remember that song, Came Through Dripping? Came Through Drip, you know, Drip, Drip. Came Through Dripping with Cardi B. She put it on her album.
Yeah.
Nobody knew Takeoff could rap like that. I didn't know. Did you know that?
We came through dripping. I ain't never slipping no more pippin. Fucking with a quarter million nigga with the visit.
Wait, that shit. I was
bad. On his album. Took a bit to pick it, then it's in the visit.
You remember that shit?
Was the shit on his album?
It was on Cardi's album. It was called Drip.
Okay, I know you're talking about. No, because
I was like, who the fuck is this?
Because you got me thinking about the shit that they did together on his album, and she like fucking out rapped that nigga.
No, Takeoff. I'm talking about Migos. He killed everybody on that bitch.
Yeah, mostly on the flip side, whatever the song they had on her on his album, the Father of Four shit.
Everybody.
Yeah, no, it was just them. Mm-hmm. It was just those two, and she killed that nigga.
Damn.
Yeah, so maybe it was just, you know, maybe it's a trade off shit, but that's what it could be. So that's why I was thinking. I know the song you're talking about, but the song anytime I think about them, those two, the husband and wife, like, if they, but
one take off.
Oh, you know what?
You know what
I'm wrong.
About.
I'm wrong. I'm an idiot. Fucking idiot. Because her husband is Offset. You fucking retarded ass dude. What the fuck is you talking about, Enigma? Shut the fuck up.
And Offset is the feeling capturer of everybody.
Right.
He's the one that captures the feelings the most.
I'm tripping.
Them, yeah. Perk a check. Bill Belichick, take the ass out the ball. Mama hated that shit when it came out, bro. But after a while, I found myself in the car, take the air out the ball.
Mama.
Just so I could flex. Mama.
Mama. Yo, if them niggas ever have a song that didn't say mama, like, I'll lose my mind.
Cause gave my mama teeth. Mama.
Mama.
That nigga captures a fucking feeling, though, bro.
Yeah, I think that's what it comes down to, man. That and just also too songwriting. Like, I've never been like a bars rapper. Mm-hmm. Reverse that. I do respect bars. But just a strictly bars rapper.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? But that's because my thing has been more songwriting. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, but it wasn't until recently I really been like, all right, niggas, you know what I'm saying? L5 type niggas. I'm like, oh shit, like these niggas saying this, that, the third. Yeah. But yeah, man.
Nigga said I was listening to fucking LP and Atmosphere until I was 30.
The evidence and shit, nigga.
Yeah. Dog, y'all niggas, bro. Before I knew y'all niggas, I used to hate y'all niggas. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I used to fucking backpacking ass niggas, man. These niggas is everything that's wrong with hip hop right now. These fucking intricate, like these cap six niggas and these fucking like Ro Thoroughs. Before I knew y'all personally, I hated you niggas. I was like, ugh.
No,
I fucking, these niggas just bump Sage Francis and shit like that all fucking day. Fucking Brother Ali.
Brother Ali, oh shit.
I was like, man, get the fuck, this is some other shit. And I fuck with them. Hey, what up, Kawhi? I fuck with all them niggas, but it's just like, I hate rappity rap shit with no point.
Yeah. That's,
but maybe I was deeper than I even, you know. I couldn't fuck with Talib Kweli. It's too boring to me.
Yo, I can't even front. Yeah, I think
good rapper.
Probably one of the most boring albums I bought was My Beautiful Struggle. Like, it's some shit I bought, and I wanted to like, and I was just like.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And for Enigma, like, to not like Beautiful Struggle, y'all got to understand, that's some crazy shit, because Enigma definitely had a Sage Francis project at one point.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you did.
No, you talking shit.
The fuck,
nigga.
You did. You had a Sage.
Nigga, I am way more mainstream.
You didn't have fucking Life Is, what was it called, Life Is Good, nigga, by Atmosphere?
No, I am mainstream, nigga.
You didn't listen to Atmosphere and LP.
LP, yes. I was Company Flow.
You didn't fuck with Atmosphere, Idea.
Idea.
I know all the fucking, I came up in that,
like,
scene.
I knew of them,
but I never listened to it.
It was kind of like I kept a toe in the underground. But yeah, I was mainstream. Matter of fact, even the dynamic of our rap crew was like at my man Dermo, who was also a Vietnam. Dermo was really in that shit.
So Dermo had an MF Doom.
Yeah, exactly. Dermo kept us abreast of what was going on in the underground. Then on the flip side, my man Vitty was on the pop shit. Like, Vitty was all on Chingy and Nelly and all that shit back in like 03. And me and Will was just kind of in the middle. So it was like, I knew of underground shit, but yeah, I mean, my top five is Biggie, Eminem, Outkast, and Kendrick Lamar. Like, that's all them niggas got diamond albums. Like,
Kendrick and Biggie, though, are kind of like in that, they could be in that group lightweight.
But that's what it is. It's like,
it's more swaggy than
I like lyrical shit, but I also feel like you got to be able to attract a mass. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't believe in the Emily Dickinson mentality of I'm just gonna write these dope rhymes and put it in the fucking dresser drawer. Like, no, you still want to attract people to your music, but also to show your mastery. And I think those who can balance that shit, that's the genius. That you can be solid lyrically, but then still sell fucking records. You know what I mean?
I got Tech, Eminem, and Joe Budden is my top three.
And them niggas did that shit. You know what I mean?
Eminem, the greatest rhymer of all time. Tech N9ne, the greatest overall rapper of all time. And Joe Budden is an offspring of Tupac. He has the same genes.
Oh shit!
A fact.
Oh shit!
It's a fact, bro.
Yo,
Joe Budden is of the same cloth of a Tupac. He just doesn't talk about the wider range of shit that Tupac does. He uses it for relationships. Nobody has a pen.
If y'all listen to the live, I am moving away from this nigga. So
nobody has a pen. Nobody has a pen like Joe Budden since Pac. Nobody.
But Pac ain't really have a pen. Let's just talk about emotional shit.
I'm talking about capturing a feeling and really,
I give you that.
Talking that shit. Really talking that shit for the community. Like, Pac is still so wide range. Keep your head up and Dear Mama still apply to this day. Changes is the best hip hop song that's ever been recorded in life.
I don't like
ever.
Like that.
Yes, definitely.
to me. I can't tell him what he thinks.
Yeah.
But Changes is the best hip-hop song in the world to me ever.
I don't know. I just,
every line, every verse, the hook, the fucking flip. It was a flip. That beat is from like an old, some white record.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking fire.
Anyway, I know what you're talking about. I guess for me, the thing with Changes was it was after Pac died, so yeah. I didn't look at it as a pop song. I looked at it as like, it's a producer song.
Yeah, they engineered it together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's why it's like, for me, it's hard to say that because it's like, it's not something he technically put together. Yeah. You know what I mean? And then also, too, I was caught up in the East Coast, West Coast shit. Uh-huh. So I felt the ways about celebrating Pac after he died, even though I liked him. Uh-huh. But of course, I was a Biggie fan, so I ain't want to be on some fake shit. So that may be why I feel the ways about that song.
Uh-huh.
But on the flip side, like, I'll probably say that about either Dear Mama or, like, my favorite Pac song is So Many Tears.
Everybody, like, Rico tried to put me on that shit.
Yeah, that's my
through
shit.
Through the years, I shed so many tears. It just sounds dated to me, but I like the beat still.
No, that shit, to me, like, that shit resonated with a nigga. Like,
yeah. It's another thing. It's another hot take about Tupac. People ain't going to like this. But I was coming back from Miami for my first time. We weren't going to Miami. We was right 20 minutes outside of Miami. I've still never been. And I listened to Me Against the World because I was trying to listen to a whole Tupac album that I never heard a whole Tupac album in my life until last year.
Okay.
I listened to Me Against the World. Trash.
Me Against the World? That's shit.
It's trash.
Nigga.
It's trash.
I'm finna whoop your. I'm finna kick you out of my house, nigga.
It don't resonate. It doesn't resonate.
Biggie fan, I'm finna kick you out of the house.
It doesn't resonate like today. In the 90s, it probably was fucking fire. Me Against the World, listen to it again. Or you have history with it.
I'm trying to think.
You can't listen objectively.
One Dear Mama on Me Against the World?
One of them was on there.
Nigga, if Dear Mama
or Keep Your Head Up, one of them was on there.
If Dear Mama was on Me Against the World, nigga, you finna get kicked out.
But it was only two hits. And So Many Tears was on there, I think.
No, it wasn't the hits, though. That's the thing about it. Like, that was his most content. Like, that was his most introspective. And I know that's why I was telling you, like, as far as songwriting go and all that shit, I got.
Let me follow along with you.
What we got? Goddamn. Me Against the World. One man's got.
When I got Me Against the World, So Many Tears, I was like, I fuck with this.
Young niggas heavy in the game. I think I like Young Niggas
Are Heavy in the Game.
Dear Mama on this shit, nigga.
I like Dear Mama, Fuck the World, and Death Around the Corner, and then that was it. It's 1, 2, 3.
If I Die Tonight.
4 or 5 out of 15.
Lord knows. Old School, which I thought was kind of like a precursor. No, we came after Juicy, but it's kind of. But I think that kind of showed that he was a student of the game or whatever. So, granted, I can say it's dated. And really, hell, I ain't even listened to Me Against the World when it came out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, because I was a teenager at the time, I could go back to that time and say, okay, I know how this sounded then, so I can. So I got you on that.
Illmatic is another one. Illmatic doesn't hold the test of time. Never did it for me. I never, like, honestly, came up rapping and said, I got to listen to Illmatic.
I say this. It does now. When it first came out, no. I remember when.
Probably Revolutionary.
Whose World Is This?
Is This World Mine?
Yeah. I remember when it came
Lauren
out.
Hill, right?
No, that's the other joke. That was on It Was Written. But no, the songs that came out with Illmatic at the time, when I was like 13 when that shit came on Rap City, like, yeah, I wasn't really. I thought I knew it was dope, but yeah. I wasn't like amazed by it. But then again, I was really just getting into hip hop, but I was still on the surface level. Like, you really had to be on some pop shit for me to. It wasn't, you know, I wasn't studying the game like I did eventually once I became older.
You just had to catch it the first time.
Right. So.
Ain't hard to tell, though, it's still a top 10 Nas song. Top 3 Nas song, not top 2 Nas song.
But even now, I don't know, bro. Yeah, if I listen to it, the ear I have now, I can appreciate it more so than I did when I was 13 and I was just listening to LL Cool J and fucking Naughty by Nature. That was what was hot. That was, you know, at 13,
the nigga was in his room by himself to my, I need love. Rubbing his chest.
No, I listened to Hey Lover.
Hey,
that's my shit, nigga. Fuck that. Yes, I was that
turn
nigga.
Off the mic on this
walking
nigga.
Around with the jeans with the one leg
oh
up.
Oh my god.
Yo, El Cool J was my favorite rapper before Biggie.
He had the same headphones he got on right now is the ones he had when he had El Cool J bumping in this shit.
Booming system, nigga. What? Nah.
No, man, get his hustle long got me type scared.
Oh shit. Yo, I say this. Like the trend, like the reason I got into rap is because of Biggie. That's why Biggie number one. And because he was a big fat ass black nigga with a cock eye. I'm like,
it wasn't supposed to work and it worked.
Exactly, because my image of a rapper was LL Cool J. I'm like, I can't be LL.
Tones, you know. Yo, got all the bitches.
Yeah. So when I saw Biggie doing the shit and the shit was still fly,
he's like, oh shit.
I was like, I could do this
shit. I'm in this motherfucker.
I just gotta be tight with the pen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's why I respect lyricism, because I realize as long as you tight with the pen, no matter who the fuck you are, people gonna respect that pen.
You're right.
And that's what it comes down to. To make it full circle.
That's why your boy
shit.
Breezy Bravo is in the game
exactly,
right now.
Exactly, my nigga. Exactly. That's how we do it. You know, quality fucking content. All right. Let people know where they can get in contact with you, man. This shit going to be long. This is going to be a Nick What's Up hour and a half.
Yeah. It's some content in here. First of all, the game. Anywhere the game is at, Bravo's there in some form or fashion. Anywhere the game's at, I'm there. But if you're not around the game, which most of you niggas aren't around the game, then I'm definitely on SoundCloud.com/UmBravo. Type in UmBravo on any social media platform you can damn near think of. I'm there. Go get the boy from A Color Dry. Support me. It's only fucking $5. Go get it on Amazon, because Apple, I told them to make it $5 and they made it $9. They said, fuck me. So fuck them. So go get it on Amazon.
Yo,
it's $5 on Amazon. I think it's $4 on Amazon, actually.
Bezos. We'll do that.
Or you can download it for free on SoundCloud and say, fuck me altogether. But just bump. Bump it with somebody. Bump it with somebody. Please, fuck a bitch to panties. Go, after you leave her house, play Barry White. On the way to her house, play Your Way.
After you bust that nut, play To My Child.
And after you find out she gave you herpes, play I'm Hurting.
Shit, fuck.
Play I'm Hurting after you get herpes.
Oh shit.
And then after she has an abortion, play To My Baby. I'll be here all I'll be here all week, folks.
Be all week.
Shout out my nigga Sep. My nigga Enigma Sep.
Nigga sound like me.
Shout out
like me.
Shout out Miss Fee. She's beautiful, and I appreciate her being so nice and hospitable to me.
Man, fuck the preliminaries.
Talk.
Meet me somewhere.
Talk that shit.
Give me an address.
Don't let that nigga talk too fly, because he about to go in and cuddle and say, what's up, Booby Bear? You want me to rub your toes?
Yeah, we got an engagement party this Sunday.
Am I invited?
No, nigga.
I'm leaving on that note. Go get the boy from A Color Drive. A name up hour. Are you entertained? Fuck him. He blackballed me again. JC, I will be there tomorrow to talk about Patrice O'Neal freestyling radio and not cuss.
Yo, we need that. We need a discussion.
Me and him are talking about Patrice O'Neal. RIP Patrice O'Neal. If Patrice O'Neal was still hot, he would be the number one podcaster in the world right now.
Word.
And a lot of you bitches would not be on top right
now. Word. Yeah, I got
shout out to Patrice O'Neal.
Both y'all niggas.
We tried to tell you, but then you went and got engaged.
Nigga, I know about Patrice. I get it.
We got engaged. We can't tell you about Patrice no more.
Act like I don't.
Because now you ain't allowed to listen to it.
A lot of jokes I get. You all L, but
ain't no jokes, nigga. He wasn't joking.
I got jokes.
You thought it was funny. That nigga was telling the truth.
The truth and jest, nigga, I know. Yeah, I was thinking, y'all niggas think I sleep. I ain't sleep, nigga.
Is it shade? Is it smooth, man?
Nah, ain't shade. Okay. I'm getting there. This is precursor. I'm getting y'all ready for what's about to happen, because
he's about to let it go. My shit getting gray too, bro. Yeah, I feel bad.
This shit's a fucking rap.
I'm getting old, nigga.
But no, the engagement party is just gonna be family. So don't feel bad.
Not family. Black me out. Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
We ain't got the same.
If I become 100 million tomorrow, and the nigga's like, "Oh, I just seen you on Nigma Sep," I'm gonna be like, "Who? Go get the boy from A Color Drive right now on iTunes."
Yo, we out of here, man. This is the Nick What's Up Hour. You got time, baby.